At 7 in the morning, reveille, the doctors in my section, as well as the personnel of the hospital, lined up in front of the barracks to be counted. That took about 2 or 3 minutes. They also counted the bedridden, as well as the previous night's dead. Here, too, the dead were stretched out beside the living. During breakfast, which we took in our rooms, I met my colleagues. The head doctor of Barracks Hospital No. 12 was Dr. Levy, professor at the University of Strasbourg. His associate was Dr. Grass, professor at the University of Zagreb. Both were excellent practitioners, known throughout Europe for their skill. With practically no medicines, working with defective instruments, and in surroundings where the most elementary aseptics and antiseptics were lacking, unmindful of their personal tragedy, unconscious of fatigue and danger, they did their best to care for the sick and ease the sufferings of their fellow men. In the Auschwitz KZ, the healthiest individual was given 3 or 4 weeks to collapse from hunger, filth, blows, and inhuman labor. How can one describe the state of those who were already organically ill when they reached the camp? In circumstances where it was difficult to forget that one was a human being. And I'm just wondering if that was a typo of some sort, because it seems like it should say where it was easy to forget that one was a human being and a doctor besides. They practiced their profession with complete devotion. Their example was faithfully followed by the subaltern medical corps, which was composed of 6 doctors. They were all young French or Greek doctors. For 3 years, they had been eating the KZ bread made from wild chestnuts sprinkled with sawdust. Their wives, their children, their relatives and friends had been liquidated upon arrival, or rather burned. If by chance they had been directed to the right-hand column, they had been unable to stand up under the ordeal for more than 2 or 3 months, and as the chosen, quote, unquote, had disappeared into the flames. Overcome by despair, resigned, apathetic, they nevertheless attempted with the utmost devotion to help the living dead whose fate was in their hands. For the prisoners of the hospital were the living dead. One had to be seriously ill before being admitted to the KZ hospital. For the most part, they were living skeletons, dehydrated, emaciated, their lips were cracked, their faces swollen, and they had incurable dysentery. Their bodies were covered with enormous and repulsive running sores and suppurating ulcers. Such were the KZ's sick. Such were those one had to care for and comfort.